Topic that's been on my mind a lot lately, and for a long time actually, is the concept of build guides in the form of books and videos and stuff that are out there, either for sale or for free. And so many of them have very specific instructions for specific projects, and that's great. You know, if you can get a build guide and it tells you exactly how to build your bed or your cabinets, that's wonderful on one level, because it takes so much work off of your plate when it comes time to build out your van. The reservation I have with regard to build guides is that everyone's needs are different. You know, the camper vans are so so personal and so specific to the needs of the person building them, even to the point where I can't even imagine purchasing a van that was built by someone who didn't know me first and didn't ask me a lot of questions. Now, of course, I've seen vans on the market that I would just die for and would purchase without any reservations, but I definitely would then take them away and make changes. The reality is that these spaces are so small and our needs are so different from individual to individual. So the concept that I've been thinking about, I'm calling principles before process. And what I mean by that is that, you know, it's one thing to follow instructions for building a bed frame or a cabinet or a plumbing system. It's another thing to understand why those things are built the way that they are and how to apply the why or the principles of that construction to our specific needs, our specific van. That's what I wanted to talk about for a minute. And I've got a few pointers for that. And many of you are way beyond this and you can hit next or go make a sandwich or something instead of listening to this. For anybody who's thinking about their build and thinking about what to do next or how to get started, I have some suggestions for you that are not buy a build guide and do exactly what someone else tells you, including me or anyone else. So the first thing I think is, the big picture is to create your own build guide. And how would you do that? Well, first of all, it's good to look at a lot of examples of building. You know, if you can afford a couple of the better build guides and design guides for vans and RVs, go for it. And just keep in mind that probably there's going to be very little in there that you can use verbatim in terms of your own specific needs. And if the author suggests that they have all the answers for you, I would argue that they're incorrect. They do not. Only you have the answers for that very small, again, personal space. But if it's well written, it will teach you principles that you can then apply to your own ideas. So what I like to do and what I suggest other people do is to watch a lot of videos, read as much stuff as you can within reason without getting to perfectionism and holding up the process. Take a period of time to take a lot of notes and save a lot of information in the form of links, and those can be links to videos or websites or whatever, and just very carefully plan out your specific needs. Now, I'm not talking necessarily about the layout and design of the interior of the van and where things are going to go. I mean really looking at the big picture of your needs. Do you need a shower on board? If that's the case, then that limits the type of van you're going to buy, or it speaks to many aspects of the design, right? So personally, I do need a shower on board, but I don't have a problem with a shower that stows away, folds up and goes under a counter, or even something more basic than that for shorter trips and less kind of living time. So as just for an example of my personal taste. But yeah, create your own build guide. Take a lot of notes, and getting a notebook and actually creating sections or about the specific aspects of your van to different notebooks. For example, electrical, plumbing, flooring and paneling, airflow, you know, fans, AC, things like that. And just really take the time to get really good at understanding the principles of each of those things, so that then as you do your layout and you decide on a van and you decide on materials and equipment or who's going to build it for you, etc., then you'll have knowledge about it and you will have, again, your own build guide. this is going to go a long way toward your personal van being usable and fun and something that you look forward to getting in and driving somewhere, sleeping in, you know, look at all the things, working in. You know, I have many friends and I myself work out of my van often. I see more and more, you know, remote workers, especially with our recent health situation. More and more people are working remotely out of their vans. Imagine how important it is to have your office right, you know, to be able to fold out a table that, or build a permanent table that is very comfortable and very has a high level of usability in terms of work. Now, I mean, I'm sitting here recording a podcast on a portable recorder with my laptop and my mouse and my microphone and my microphone stand. All of these things fit into a very small space, but when it comes time to set them up, that setup has to be just right, or I'm not comfortable, I can't get the right sound, etc. So that's an example of very careful planning. It took me a while to get my equipment right, and the same goes for your van, cooking, sleeping, you know, staying cool, staying warm, all of that stuff. Learn the principles as best you can, and then think about them in terms of your specific needs, the specific needs of the people you're traveling with, your pets, your kids, spouse, partner, whatever. And it will pay off. And again, with the notebooks, you know, the thing is, once you've created a notebook with all of the details of your build in it, or notebooks, then you can always go back and refer to that. You can change it. You can share it with other people. It can be a very valuable thing in the long run. When somebody says, "How did you do your electrical?" You know, you can actually whip that out and show them. So I'm a big fan of recording the process as I go. And I'll even stop at the end of the day and take notes on something that I did, just so that there's no question later as to how I did it. What principles I applied to my personal build. So that's enough about that for now. Tell me how you came upon your design. What build guides did you use, if any? Did you create your own build guide? Did you rely specifically on a YouTube channel or a website or a Facebook page? Or did you have someone else build it for you? And how did that go? podcast@vansage.com is my email address. Shoot me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Hey, I hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Campervan Podcast. The Vansage newsletter goes out every Sunday evening, and if you're not signed up for that yet, well, you're missing out. Packed full of valuable, fun weekly features, product resources, videos, photography, exclusive content, and other cool van life stuff. It's easy to get signed up, only takes a few seconds, and the link to do so is in show notes right there in your podcatcher app. And while you're at it, I have a quick favor to ask. Please take a few seconds to send that link to friends, family, post it to your social media feeds, etc. It really does make all the difference and will allow me to continue publishing this show. Okay, that's it for now. Take care. Have fun. I'm glad you're here. Enjoy the adventure. But you treat me so unkind. Fast mail train, I see. I think I hear coming.